Online Podcast 113.
So we have about 3 vlogs today. One long vlog and 2 tiny ones. Where are we? We are on Columbia? No. Franklin and something.
Panic.
Those guys are nice.
I did recognize them.
I had Panang curry at the Thai restaurant. That's if it's Penang, it's Malaysian inspired, right?
I think it's
it was the flat noodles. Is that
Penang? Penang is a state. Well, it's a region.
Hey,
oh. Just roll. Just roll.
But I have a 12,000-pound PC laptop.
How much does a laptop weigh? 12,000 pounds?
Yeah, at least.
So anyway, when does Madge come about?
What do you mean?
The character.
When?
Mm-hmm.
You mean when did she come?
Yeah, when did she come? When did you
create her?
Yeah.
Well, what happened is I've discovered that I have a real vagina beneath my scrotum.
Oh, that's gas station. No, it's close.
Well, no, it was just a spontaneous thing because some friends of mine we just mess around with filmmaking, but it wasn't like real filmmaking. It was just like we just do stuff because we
for fun.
Yeah. So they called me and they said, "Oh, we're going to do a documentary about like a fake version of Spinal Tap." Did you ever see that?
No.
Spinal Tap is like a sort of a mockumentary. It's like a fake documentary about a fictitious rock and roll band. It's really funny because they really capture all these sort of eccentricities of these kind of rock bands. You know what they do when they're with their groupies. And so it's a funny movie. And so they said, "Why don't you do it? We're going to do a lesbian version of it. You know, there's going to be this lesbian riot band, like the Riot Girls. They spell it with 2 R's, like G-R-R-L. And you're going to be the manager. Your name's Madge, and you're a big lesbian."
So it was actually like a group thing that you guys came up with the character?
Or? Yeah, they came up with the character. They just told me to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I did it, and that video I've never shown. It's very funny, but it's terribly mean. And,
Terribly you?
Mean.
Mean, okay.
Yeah, because I was a little bit evil, but, Madge changed a lot since then, really. Because I didn't have any outfits, you know? I didn't have, like... I wasn't a real woman. It was like... Because it was also spontaneous, so I just, like, put on whatever they could find me. So, like, I wore these, like, shop glasses, you know, when you make wood, you cut wood, the goggles.
Uh-huh.
It's just... I wanted them to be, like, big Jewish-looking glasses.
Uh-huh.
All they had were these goggles, so I took the goggles and glued on a feather on each side. So it's like a really dumb version of, like, King Edna's glasses.
Uh-huh.
And then I put on, like, pink pantyhose and... and a babushka, you know, on the head, like a scarf. And then I just cussed a lot, and I pretended to, like, call on the phone, like... And I was into Luna bars at first, so I'd be like, "Where are my Luna bars? My goddamn candy bars." It was all about food. Is this Panic? No. Or Vietnamese.
Popular.
Nobody looks Vietnamese.
I'll go in there and do my fake Thai.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. That's my fake Vietnamese.
Oh, I hear it. In this place, they have like spicy wings, and it's like, it's so spicy, your like mouth will fall off. So, I don't know, that's really it. It just sort of happened.
What? How long ago was that?
I think 3 years ago, 3 years. And then that was just it. It was like, I never really did anything. It was just a stupid little film. And then somebody in the gay community had an opening to do a theater, you know, for like a monologue show for monologue show for, what do you call it? Not Brain Dead. We should really talk more when I'm eating. I'm happy when I'm eating. But is that Panera? Oh, Panera.
Okay, this is just so people know, we're looking for Penang, the restaurant Penang.
Where's the bookstore?
On Franklin.
Ooh, Ram bookstore.
Is it here?
There's a Ram bookstore in Chicago, but it's a gay bookstore where they have sex in it.
Vespa. Ooh. Oh, that's not a.
Is that Panang? Panang Italian. Motorcycle in Panang. I forgot to ask Ron. I was supposed to pay him for that meal.
We'll ask.
So what were, did I answer your question now?
Yes. And then, no, and then what about Yeast Radio? I don't know whether you can get into it.
Yeast Radio started in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't last long. It was like a real audio server, and I initially created it as me, not Matt.
Mm-hmm.
That was pre-Matt. But I created it in order to put out radio content because I was excited about the technology and I'd done radio in high school, so it would be fun.
Uh-huh. I am seeing people from the thingy.
Yeah.
Hams. Oh, that's our restaurant.
What do you mean?
Pork fat.
What's this?
Oh, this is those paint and...
I love these things. I love
paint and
this.
Fire your thing.
Did you ever do this?
No.
This is one of those places where you paint the pottery and they cook it for you.
We can come do it.
How late is it open? Let's see.
That would be fun.
How late is it open?
Till 07.
Oh, no, 8 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh.
What time is it?
I have no idea.
That's too retarded, isn't it?
No, it's actually... Oh, it's 7. It's past 7. 7:09.
I don't want to do that because then we would be like starving to death painting.
No, I was thinking about after the meal. It would be nice to sit down and paint.
Yeah, it would. But can you imagine we would paint such scary stuff? You should kick us out, actually. Because I paint like cunt all the time. Be really mean. Look, there's a massage parlor.
Oh, so we're close then. We're close to the bookstore.
Look at how nice this looks. Middle Eastern market. Look at how bright it is and everything. Is that Pune?
No.
Oh, we hear the bookstore.
Oh, is it? Is it
no,
past?
No, this is the comics. I'm just kidding. I like that doll with the
I
hot
like
dog.
I like the green one's cute.
Yeah, one of them I gave to my niece for birthday. That's the one. Ugly dolls.
Bit more.
The bookstore, international.
Oh. Do you want to go?
Should we see if anybody's
sure.
there?
What time is it supposed to be till? At 6:30?
I don't know.
That's why we see people.
Oh, it's over?
Do you want to just walk? I think Penang is on that side anyway.
Okay, yeah, let's walk.
Do you want to cross here?
It doesn't look that good. Yeah, it doesn't. They probably just gave out the books and then left.
Maybe just give you like a... A CD of the PDF file. Oh, it's dead. Maybe we can still go in and say, where are books?
Yeah.
I'm a little frozen.
We come from far away.
I come from Penang.
I come from Penang. Yeah, it looks kind of dead, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. I don't like going to bookstores because I feel like I'm supposed to look around. Do you ever feel like you're being judged when you go to a bookstore?
Like how?
Like that they're wanting to see what you look for, and what you're going to buy. You know. And
I never go to bookstores, so I don't know.
Not even adult bookstores?
Nope. Internet.
It must be hard to buy books in your language. Or you just have to go to the internet.
It's easy. It's just pictures.
What?
No, I'm talking about porn. Oh, but, no, I don't read. In fact, most of my reading comes from English.
Do you dream in
In what language the dream?
Yeah, what?
I dream in the... I've answered this many times.
Yeah, I dream... Okay, I've answered your questions many times, too.
I dream in...
Okay.
Is it? Is this it?
Is this it? No, this is 411. This is...
I bet Rob, this is Rob's.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? I dream in... I dream in content. I dream in concept. I don't dream in language. Any specific language. I don't know if that makes sense or not. I just dream in the...
Pictures?
Yeah, pictures.
That's, actually, I think I do too. I never really thought about it.
There are occasions, it depends on who I'm speaking to, then I'll use the language as appropriate.
What about what you think? Like,
I think in... When I speak English, I think in English.
Okay.
Even though bad, it's still... I don't translate it.
Does your boyfriend correct your English?
Sometimes. He kind of got immune to my...
Right. My boyfriend has the worst English.
Oh, good.
The worst.
It really doesn't matter.
What is this then?
That's kind of nice. Lantern.
I'm never going to get Penang. I know
it. It's coming. It's coming. West End.
It's on this side?
I think it's on here. It has a... Yeah, I think that's the one with the icicle.
Look, there's Goodyear, the blimp. They're going to support the blimp.
Where?
See? We should take a picture.
Here. Should take a picture of the blimp?
Yeah,
or the restaurant?
Goodyear, because it's the Goodyear blimp. Because you know Goodyear makes the blimp.
Yeah. Yeah, we're finally here.
Oh, yeah, Penang. Penang. I'm here with Miss...
Miss Saigon.
Penang. No, what's your name? Penang.
Penny.
Penny. Oh, it's not even crowded.
No, it's not.
Good.
Because I called and said, do we need to make reservations? Like, no. I'll tell you which one is authentic and which one's not. Okay. Let me see Tig. My face is stiff. That's for you. That's for you.
Hi.
Hi. Two, please. Is that for us?
Is that for us? Thank you.
Inside or out?
Whatever.
Yeah. Richard still has his Richard Disquette on him.
My floppy.
You're floppy. Oh, maybe it is good. I'm being a bit judgmental.
Oh, you thought it was suck. Why?
Because I don't know. Because they... Well, you kind of have to sell it to the general public, I guess. I'm removing my those titties.
Looks very fine.
Yeah.
But dead fish hanging in the window.
But yeah. No chicken feet hanging. No pork intestines hanging.
Here, you can put it on.
Okay, I'm just gonna do this.
There's a place in Chicago called in the Vietnamese strip where all the Vietnamese restaurants are called Honkies.
Honkies? That's like Hong Kong, we call people from Hong Kong honky.
Really? Or we call white people honky. Black people call white people.
Oh.
So what's going on with this?
So we add Penang.
So what do I order?
Let me talk to you about it.
Just order stuff, since you know that.
What kind of stuff do you like?
Appetizers.
Oh, yes. And I will...
I like spring rolls. I like toast. I like everything here. I see.
Let me see. I'll pick something that's. Are you daring when it comes to? Okay. So let me get something that is very Penang.
Okay.
Have you had roti canai?
I don't know what that is. That sounds really good.
That's my boyfriend's favorite. So I'll eat it for him.
What's it called? Rotten Vaginae?
Rotten Vaginae. Roti Canai. Popiah is good. Penang satay, that's too common. Loba. Penang loba.
Isn't Malaysia partially Muslim?
Majority of them.
Is it?
Yeah. Those are the you know, the original Malays are supposedly there first, and the Chinese immigrants came from China, southern part of China, which is where the dialect came from on my other show. Most Chinese are, you know, they follow Taoism, Buddhism, Christianity, and then most Muslims are the original Malays who lived there before.
Is that where the word Malays comes from? Malays? Like a sort of a...
Like a Malay?
No, Malays like a...
Yes, yeah. Actually, we're ready to order the appetizer. One roti canai.
One roti.
I'm gonna get two, okay?
Yeah.
Two roti?
No. One roti, but we'll get an order of penang loba.
Penang loba.
Do they do like Thai iced tea here, like that kind of thing?
Iced tea. Oh.
Like Thai iced tea or something like that. Yeah, I want a Thai iced tea, please.
Malaysian iced tea.
Okay. Two.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of good stuff.
Okay. I'll just you want to let me put that in?
Sure.
Thank you. You're so gay.
Huh? What?
You're so gay. You're like, ooh, there's a lot of good stuff.
Well, I am.
Me too. Are we talking? Still? Recording?
Yes, we are. I'm just letting it ring. Oh my god. Match appeared from the bottom.
What?
Match appeared from under the table.
What do you mean? How was that match?
Ma Lai Bing Chen.
Let me see.
I wonder if it's the same chain as the Penang in Chicago. There are two in New York, one in Chicago.
Maybe.
It looks like the same logo. Okay, so let's think food first.
Oh, right.
And then we'll talk more. Once we get the appetizer, we can...
I don't know. I like pad thai.
You like spicy
curry
stuff.
I like spicy. I like everything.
How about fried noodles?
Not too fatty. I'm too fat.
Yeah, right.
I don't like dark meat.
27, maybe? That's one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, I like the fried noodles.
37 is good. 37 is also very good. Nasi lemak, 37.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds
That's
really
actually
good.
Very good.
Oh yeah, that's it.
37?
I love anchovies, yeah.
Learn how to say that, please. Nasi lemak. It's all phonetic. It's
nasi lemak.
And K is not as explosive. It's just a stop of your...
Yeah. I'd like a nasi lemak.
Nasi lemak. Nasi is rice.
Oh yeah, because like nasi goreng or something.
Nasi goreng. How did you know that?
Because I've seen it, and to me, it's always been a funny play on words because it looks like it could say Nasi goreng, who's a famous Nazi.
Oh. Which means fried rice. Goreng is stir fried.
Oh, I think. Well, she took our appetizer already. Like that.
So what else do I want? Oh, Hainanese chicken, curry chicken.
Adam Curry.
Adam Curry's chicken. So blind. Yam pot. That's for Adam Curry. Yam pot.
It's kind of like grand juice, but
slightly
different kind of
sweet. Okay. Oh my god. Do you remember that song in the 90s?
Wake me up before you go-go?
I remember Martha Stewart talking to one of her guests, a chef, and she's from Malaysia, and so she talks about, she has cousins in Malaysia. I think she's Malaysian too. and she talked about this thing called belacan. Belacan, which is fermented shrimp.
Why? Oh, shrimp paste.
So it's like a whole block. It's very, very pungent, very fragrant. Stinky. But it's very good.
You guys ready for
yeah.
the rest? Okay.
Go ahead. You can tell it because I forgot. No, nasi.
Nasi lemak?
Yeah, thank you.
You don't have to pull out
because
we all pull out.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay,
well, I think I want the hamak sauce. I don't even know where it is.
Do you have it?
Yeah. I'm from Penang, actually.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, thank you.
It's very good. It's a Melayu one.
Okay, lemak or not?
No, not lemak.
Assam?
No, I always have like the Melayu. The Malay people call it the Chinese one.
Okay.
I like it.
We'll see.
So what's going on? I don't understand China. I want to understand China.
China?
Do you know anything about China?
I do not know much about China.
No?
Because I'm Malaysian. I've never been to China, and the only thing I know about anything Chinese is that my grandparents came from China. That's the only relation that I know.
What about, I mean, how's the government, what's the government in Malaysia?
Democracy on the outside, but very government controlled.
Like here.
TV and worse. Which is kind of funny that I'm. If the country keeps going the direction that we're going,
this country,
it is gonna be. It's gonna become Malaysia, which is really ironic because when I grew up in Malaysia, I always looked forward to the United States for. You know, progressive and, you know, moving forward. Yeah, so it's especially for me, and that's why it's kind of, I don't know, I was doubting, I want to become an American citizen because I want to live here and I want to be able to vote. But sometimes that kind of, should I? Would I? Because it's very nerve-wracking and horrible experience being an outsider.
Thank you.
All the gadgets here.
Chanel. Yeah. Huh?
She said all the gadgets here.
Oh.
What is this?
This is roti canai.
Did we order this?
Yes.
It looks like a piece of bread.
Yes, it is. Roti is bread. And it's teared in... tear it in half. Are you picky with like getting stuff? Like, are you?
I don't care. Just tell me what to do.
I don't
understand it.
So you take the roti canai and you rip it into small pieces. You can dip it in the curry or just pour it. Yeah.
I get it.
You probably get more if you pour it. And, oh, that's our other stuff. That's the lobak. Oh my gosh, you have to try this. You have to take a picture. Hang on. Do you know what that is? I have to take a picture and then we'll talk about it.
It's like an egg, right?
Yes.
What kind of egg?
Century egg is what it's called.
It's 100 years old? No way.
It's not really, but it looks like it.
What's the kind of egg?
It's just a regular egg. Chicken egg, I think.
And what do they do to it? What do they do to the egg to make it look like that?
You know, I don't really know. It was like soaked in some kind of... It's in this dirt thing by clay. So it's encrusted with clay that contain... ammonia. Some kind of chemical stuff. And so it's kind of... So you can taste from... Did you taste it?
Is it okay? Will it kill me?
No, it won't kill you. It makes you strong. Not really.
Make me lose weight?
No.
You had said yes, I would have eaten it. Do I put sauce in it?
Have you had sushi?
that's the same thing. So pickled ginger, you can usually eat that with that because that's very rich because it's all yolk. So you can eat that and then have some. Is it gross?
Not bad. Pretty good.
I love it.
I normally don't eat black food.
Really?
Really.
I usually like the roti a little bit more crispy, but it's not.
So, the people that are Muslim in Malaysia, are they racially different looking than the Chinese?
Typically, yeah. Yeah, well, yes. The Malays, which we call them Malays, she was referring to Malay laksa or Chinese laksa.
Yeah.
So, that would be the difference. They look like, they look like Mexican. Malay looks like Mexican.
Because I've seen like,
darker skin.
A lot of the women wear the whole cover up thing, right?
Yeah. Burqa. But there are.
Where are they from? Like ancestrally or whatever?
Polynesian. I think.
So government is democracy, but don't they execute people there for drug use or something?
Yes, they do.
So, like, if you, what's the minimum thing you could do to get killed there? Definitely.
I don't remember what the amount of drugs that you will get caught. It's tiny. And yeah.
And they kill you.
Yeah.
Why?
It's the government's view of. That's how the government knows how to control. Drug trafficking and the drug issue problem.
But what if somebody's falsely accused? Doesn't that happen?
It does, and it doesn't matter. The thing is, you have to watch for yourself. Like, I remember seeing this video, this movie on TV all the time. They talk about how to protect yourself. Don't grab anything that you don't know on anybody. Don't watch other people's luggage in the airport or anything, because if you got caught with somebody else's, if you have it at that moment, you'll get killed.
They show you this in school?
On TV.
Oh my god.
So it doesn't matter who owns the drug, nobody's going to admit to that. So who has it at that time will get killed.
How do they kill people?
Hanging.
Public?
No, I don't think so. But yeah, hanging.
Hanging sucks, right? So, didn't that scare you that might happen to you?
No, it may. Well, what may happen to me is. We'll talk about self-censorship too.
Okay.
Because it came to my mind, it's like, you know, do I... Because there are things that I... Not because I censor myself for other people's sake, not for myself.
Right.
So when we talk about stuff like that, you know, if the government get a hold of me and or, you know, I won't be able to go home anymore.
Like what?
Like if I say... What was your question? I don't know why I thought of that.
About, aren't you afraid to do drugs?
Oh.
You
said,
well, what could happen to me is...
If being gay, you would get... I don't know how long... I sent you that article thing. I don't know how long you get... They put you in jail. Mm-hmm. It's not... Just like here. They could enforce it here. But I think it also includes caning or something. This is Loba.
This is really good. Whatever it is. So they can hang you, but they can't like give you the death penalty for gay.
No. I don't think, no.
But I don't understand like how that can be a... Well, it's like America, this crazy shit here too.
The hanging part?
Yeah.
I I don't know how successful the thing works. You know, I was very lazy, intellectually lazy, like you call it.
Yeah.
I only care about pop culture.
Right.
I don't listen to talk radio. I did not listen to talk radio.
In Malaysia.
Yeah.
Is that what most Malaysians are?
No. I see that the younger generation, the bloggers, are very different from when I grew up.
Is there censorship in Malaysia?
Yes, heavy. Certain films you cannot show, what is that Jesus film?
No.
Like even just a regular film.
Passion of the Christ.
Yeah. That is not shown. That was banned in Malaysia because part of the rule is you cannot talk to Muslims about other religions. That's against the law.
But it's not a religious state. Where is it? Malaysia.
What does that mean? No, it's not. It's not. It's not. So there are the extremists also in certain states in Malaysia that is... that's trying to make the country a religious state. They banned public swimming pools. They banned beauty pageants.
There are no public swimming pools in Malaysia?
No, there is. It's just that state. Malaysia is one... Penang is one of the states in Malaysia. And Penang is mostly... There are a lot more Chinese. So there are certain states that are more heavily Malay populated. And so... Or Muslim, sorry. So. And some of the political parties want to make that into a religious state.
But the hanging is everywhere.
That's a federal crime. Not related to Muslim, Islamic law. Do you like lobak?
Yeah, it's good. What is it made of? Fish or something?
I think it's tofu skin, like a very thin thing, and wrapped with maybe pork. Oh.
That's interesting about Malaysia.